Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David on Tuesday, the 15th of December, and I'm recording at 11:20 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time, here in warm but damp London. Okay, now, so another go here with the new equipment, and I noticed listening to that audio, I certainly didn't want to try to record it for a fourth time, but I noticed that it was a little breathy, which meant the microphone was a little bit too close to my mouth. Hopefully it'll be better this time, but I'll welcome any feedback on that or any constructive criticism, I'll put it that way. Okay, now, this week's performance by stock markets, nerves have settled a little bit. Less fear in the markets. Japan, though, that does not yet apply to Japan, because the Nikkei 225 is down 1.68%. China, a bit mixed, but overall slightly higher than lower. You've got about six indices here to look at on China, which is why I said mixed. And Australia, a decent day here, up over 1%. India, not bad, up 0.2 percentage point in here today, again unwinding these oversold conditions. And plaudits, though, to Thailand, up 2.6%. Now, looking at the European stock markets, again, very strong in here today. Certainly some short covering taking place, and also definitely helped by the strong rally that we had seen on Wall Street just as the European markets were closing. As a consequence, we had more European markets above 3% gains. And that includes the Netherlands, Italy, Spain, Germany, France, the Euro Stoxx 50, and the UK 100 index. Good performance, up 2.45%. So a solid day. I should also mention Switzerland, up the same, 2.46%. Percent. Certainly some short covering and some bargain hunting there after all the fear. And Wall Street. Now, the Wall Street gave up a third of its gains on average, but not too bad. The Dow up 0.9%, the S&P up over 1%, and the NASDAQ composite up over 0.4%. And Canada, solid gains, up 1.77%. Mexico, up 2.39%. Brazil, slightly higher, 0.25%. Again, I emphasize that Wall Street have had taken a beating in December prior to yesterday, and we have an oversold rally, but it'll need to be a good oversold rally to pick up confidence generally. Can that happen? Well, there are a lot of things that people are worrying about, but I think overall, yes, I think sentiment is too bearish generally, and I would not be at all surprised to see this market continue to improve through the end of the year and beyond. We will see. We will see, as they say. Now, looking at the U.S. bond market, those yields are edging up again. U.S. 10-year, 2.26%. This looks basey, very basey. And if I'm talking about bases, I'm talking about a base in the yield. That means interest rates are going up. Well, we know that for sure because the Fed's going to raise rates by 0.25 point in here later this week. And hopefully though, this was one of those cases of sell the rumor, buy the news, and starting maybe just a little bit early in here yesterday and today. Now, VIX. VIX, which had been quite high. And I remember it was up over 26 at its highs yesterday, but it's down to 20.95, nearly 21, but that is lower here today. And if we get a further rally, that VIX will continue to come down, reflecting a return of confidence or calmer nerves, I'll put it that way. And elsewhere, the dollar index, which had been soft for over 2 weeks in here following that big downside key day reversal, which stands out so clearly, that marked that failed break on that lost move above the 100 level. Well, it's at 98.21, so it has firmed here 6/10 of a point. And looking at currencies around the world, the Chinese renminbi remains soft, this gradual slow-motion devaluation, as I've described it, that continued in here today. Little baby steps move, as it is controlled, but the Chinese obviously would be happy to have a weaker weaker currency. Indian rupee, same, I think, applies to them overall, but not today, and pulled back a little bit below that 67 level in here today. So the Indian rupee, as I've said previously, has been strong among the Asia-Pacific currencies in general. It may have actually been the strongest one, but I'm not sure about that, so don't quote me on it. But it's certainly one of the stronger currencies overall. What about in Europe? The euro, 1.0937. That's down half a point in here, and also now down nowhere near half a point, down 0.0055. Sorry about that. And looking at the pound, sterling is a little easier here at 1.5042. Australian dollar, a little easier at 0.7199 against the greenback. And despite the dollar's rally, some of the precious metals are firmer in here today, and that includes palladium up over 16 at 565. Poor old silver, but up 7.5 cents here today to 13.77. My God, that's a depressed market overall. But there are lots of depressed markets in this commodity sector. All of the industrial commodities are depressed, and the platinum market up 6.30 to 8.56 and change. Gold bullion up $2, 1,061, nearly 62. Now industrial metals are weaker. Copper down 6 cents in here today. It's pulled back to 2005, and the other industrial metals were also weaker in here today. And crude oil, a little firmer. The Brent is at 38.45. It's had a range today, a $2 range, been down to 37.55 and up to 39.41. So in the middle of all that, to say, with a 53-cent gain as I'm speaking, and the WTI is up 48 cents to 36.79. Again, incredibly oversold overall. And remember, these are quality grades here. I posted an article the other day saying that You know, if you're not light sweet crude, you're not getting anywhere near these prices. And some of those prices are down in the $20 region. So a lot of loss-making production there, and all of these oil producers are suffering here because they're running up big budget deficits on these oil prices. So this is not going to stay. These markets are not going to stay at these levels, and we're not going to see. It applies also to a lot of the metal prices. For instance, iron ore below $40, it's not going to stay down here because it's wiping out a lot of firms. This is what we often see in commodity cycles. This is a vicious one here, and we can attribute that to a combination of, first, Chinese demand that has shrunk considerably. And I should have preceded that by saying that, well, people thought a few years ago that Chinese demand was going to go on growing robustly, more or less forever. That was wish fulfillment there. So they ramped up production, and China changed its economy around and has been importing far less. So those two factors, too much production, and we have seen demand become less voracious. And then technology makes it easier to discover and produce more cheaply. So those are the three factors there. But this whole commodity sector, very oversold and unsustainable, to repeat that point. And therefore, in 2016, I think we're going to see a pretty good rebound from that sector. And that will cause those inflation figures to tick up a little bit. It won't cause an inflation problem, but we will see somewhat higher inflation. Hopefully, we'll get more people that will look at that and say, well, that's a good sign. That shows that global GDP growth is improving. And I think it will. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.